This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is making big bucks. As the global track moves from America to Europe next year, it will become the first tour in the history of the business to gross $1 billion. Pollstar is estimating that the final gross will wind up around $1.4 billion after the final show at London's Wembley Stadium. Good luck getting a ticket! Jay-Z's mom got married, and the whole celebration was a who's who of A-listers. Tyler Perry and Kelly Rowland were just a couple of the big names that came through for the big day in New York. Bey and Jay were both front and center for Gloria, who married her partner, Roxanne Wilshire. Jay-Z's mom came out in 2017. She may have 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Cardi B and Offset were seen being very affectionate at the Balenciaga fashion show in Paris. The on-again, off-again couple, who are still married, recently had a public spat on social media after Offset claimed Cardi had a sexual relationship outside their marriage. Cardi denied it, saying Offset would get beat with a bottle if he said that to her face. Ah, love. Hailey Bieber is blasting the twisted and perpetuated narrative pitting her against Selena Gomez. The 26-year-old model, who's married to Gomez's ex, Justin Bieber, addressed the ongoing feud rumors. The Rhodes Skin founder said the negativity is, quote, an opportunity to really stand for bringing people together, unquote, or to continue the catfight. Britney Spears hasn't seen her kids in over a year, and her ex, Kevin Federline, won't force his boys to see their mom before leaving to live in Hawaii. Sources say Britney and Kevin's boys will make their own decisions on whether they'll say their goodbyes to their mom before the move in August. Yep, just more problems. Meanwhile, Britney posted another nude.
Dead or alive?
Tom Scholz founded the band Boston, and he recorded most of their debut album in his basement. It became the biggest-selling debut album at the time. Dead or alive? Alive! Scholz did not enjoy the limelight, focusing on inventing new electronic equipment, and has dedicated much of his money and time to charitable work. Tom Scholz is alive at 76. Janelle Monáe flashed her right boob to the audience at the 2023 Essence Festival in New Orleans. The 37-year-old lifted up one side of her top to reveal her breast, which had a pink flower-shaped sticker discreetly covering her nipple. Monáe has been more and more revealing over the past 6 months, and we've enjoyed reporting on all of them. Actor Jonathan Majors is facing further abuse allegations as his August court date approaches. A dozen anonymous sources have come forward about the actor's alleged treatment of his exes. 9 of the insiders claim the Marvel star subjected one girlfriend to extreme abuse, physically and mentally, even alleging that he strangled her. Cancelled! Lil Nas X is the latest celeb to have crap thrown at them in the middle of a performance. Oh yeah. The rapper was performing at the European Lollapalooza in Stockholm, Sweden, and right in the middle of one of his songs, a sex toy landed at his feet. Nas X stopped the show and bent down to see what it was and laughed it off. Good thing it didn't land in his ass.
Idiot of the Week!
Disgraced rapper Kanye West and his alleged wife were photographed traipsing around Tokyo where they explored sex toys in a store. Ye, 46, and Bianca Sensori, 28, were browsing the Don Quixote discount store when they stopped to check out the adult toy aisle. Nobody paid him any attention because he's an idiot. Shania Twain tripped on stage and fell on her butt, but made a quick recovery and finished strong. The country music legend was belting out her tune, Don't Be Stupid, at Credit Union One Amphitheater just outside of Chicago when she wiped out while walking across the stage. To her credit, she never stopped performing, which does impress me much. Drake is about to hit the road on his highly anticipated tour, and he stopped at a salon to get his hair and nails done. The It's All a Blur tour, featuring 21 Savage, kicked off on July 5th in Chicago, and Drake's been teasing the whole thing with some pics from rehearsal. Oh, and those girly pink fingernails! Drake, pretty in pink. Bebe Rexha played it safe by wearing protective eyewear at her tour stop in LA. The performance by the 33-year-old singer came just weeks after a concertgoer hit her in the face with a cell phone while she was performing in New York City, leaving her with stitches and a black eye. Several similar incidents have been reported at other concerts. Hey morons, stay home! Taylor Swift is battling the New York City Sanitation Department. Since purchasing a three-story townhouse for $18 million, Swift has been ticketed 32 times, totaling over $3,000, for failing to keep the sidewalks in front of her building clean. Her army of lawyers fought the fines and got a whopping $200 taken off. Oy. The Trash Bin. No Jumper podcast host Adam 22 said his wife, Lena the Plug, is back in porn. He said, quote, I let my wife do a porn with another guy. I felt a little jealous at first, but not a big deal, unquote. They also co-host No Plug podcast on OnlyFans, where they interview a woman weekly and then hook up with her after. One word, chlamydia.
The news wrap up.
Apple's market cap closed above $3 trillion for the first time ever. Tesla shares rose nearly 7% after delivery and production numbers beat expectations. Blue Sky experienced record-high traffic after Elon Musk imposed rate limits on Twitter. Despite the pandemic, inflation woes, and botched surgeries, medical tourism is booming. Yeah, not my kind of vacation.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny for the second week.
The number one album.
Lil Uzi Vert, Pink Tape, is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Yep, it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds again.
The number one book.
Too Late by Colleen Hoover is the best-selling fiction book.
After 20-year-old Olivia Rodrigo released Vampire, the first single off her forthcoming album Guts, her fans speculated over who Rodrigo was singing about in the scathing breakup song. Because of their age difference, most thought she was ranting about ex-boyfriend Adam Faze, who she dated for around 7 months before calling it quits last year. And although Olivia herself has stayed tight-lipped about the inspiration behind her latest track, she did post this, writing, quote, This song helped me sort through lots of feelings of regret, anger, and heartache, unquote. Heartache provides great material for this new track, which we love. Here's Olivia Rodrigo with the song of the week, Vampire.
You said it was true love, but wouldn't that be hard?
That was Olivia Rodrigo with the song of the week, Vampire. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.